This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
We begin hour number three of Sharp Money. Dave Ross and Holden Kushner coming at you from Colorado and Las Vegas, respectively. We are through four innings in the nation's capital. Redbirds have tacked on a run 2-0 now as we go to the fifth. Miles Michaelis is dealing on the bump for the Redbirds. And I noted, watching Mr. Michaelis, he does the socks all the way up to the knee.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lost art. Like, bring back stirrup socks. And like, when I become a major leaguer at some point, I will have the socks all the way up to the knee. He's got fantastic. Like, if you just put the pant leg down, like a lot of the kids do today, boring. Like, what are we doing?
That's clean.
It's not clean.
Oh, I love it.
That's clean?
Yeah. Oh, now let me say, when you become MLB commissioner, is that your first rule?
Everybody
wears stirrups.
Yeah, either stirrup socks or just high socks. Either or. But I want something, some pizzazz with the socks.
And like, pizzazz.
I want some pizzazz. Hold on. I'm watching the Nats. They all got just standard, Wyatt would say clean look to them. They're not producing runs in this look. You get those stirrup socks right now, and they'll get some rally caps going before this game's over. 2-0, Nats trail right now. Adjusted run total 6.5.
Let me bring it real quick.
Sure.
Real quick for this. And by the way, what was the total was 9 coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that bet baseball, and I learned this pretty quickly, Nationals Park is nuts. It is one of the biggest ballparks when the temperature is in the low 60s and below. But when you get the temperature up in the 80s, and today it's upper 90s with humidity, that ball absolutely flies. There's like jet streams to the outfield. This might be a good time to jump in on a total at 6.5. Or maybe even look at the total runs for the Cardinals.
Ooh.
It's sitting at 4.5 even money. They bash left-handed pitching, but I might have to sit on this until the break, but I'm a weather thing, a left-handed pitcher thing, a total thing. I mean, I'm getting 2 runs off the total. We're in the bottom of the fifth. I get it. We're heading to the bottom of the order with the Nationals, and Michaelis is absolutely dealing.
He is.
This might be an overplay for me.
The reason
let's get this thing down. Let's get this thing down to 6.5 at plus money. And I'm probably gonna jump in on it.
The reason why he's dealing is because of those high socks. We were just discussing MVP in the last segment. I want to talk about the offensive player of the year and an issue that I have. Again, when I become president/commissioner, I'll solve all these problems. Now everybody says this is a non-quarterback award. That if you're a quarterback, you've got your award. That's called MVP. But if you're a non-quarterback, this is where you can get into the race here for Offensive Player of the Year. First of all, there's no criteria. Nobody said these things. These are things that we talk about, that we have now manufactured and said, well, these are now facts because we say they are. No, you can win this award as a quarterback. And oh, by the way, you can win the MVP as a non-quarterback. I know it doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen. He's got to be better. Like, I've had these conversations. A defensive player can never win the MVP. Ever. Well, Lawrence Taylor did in 1986. I know it's 1986, but you can have an outlier year for a great defensive player. And if you've got maybe middling quarterback statistics, no running back rushes for 2,300 yards and no receiver goes for 22. Yeah, there are ways that you may be able to get home. But I do not like the fact that we get to the offensive player of the year market and we just have to say, quarterbacks, your services are no longer required.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that, Holden?
I agree with betting non-quarterbacks in the offensive player of the year. So 2 years ago, Justin Jefferson hit for me. Last year, did not hit for me whatsoever. It's basically it's a wide receiver running back award. So you just got to go pick the one that you think is going to be the best this year. So who's the best wide receiver this year is the question. Because every year it's somebody different.
Well, Tyreek is
Justin Jefferson is the greatest wide receiver of all time. He's probably the most talented wide receiver in the NFL. I don't trust who's throwing him the ball this year.
That's the problem.
So, put him off to the side. Maybe he just gets all the targets. It's great. Burrow's back. Chase comes up, right? CMC always going to be in the mix. I have a hard time betting running backs just because of the injury attrition rate. Although Breece Hall is one bad dude, but I don't think Breece Hall is in the mix. So to me, it is a wide receiver award. And all we got to do is figure out which one that we want to take this year.
Now, if you go back, it's not that far gone in our memory banks. We've had some quarterbacks win this thing.
Mahomes.
Cam Newton in 2015. Matty Ice in 2016. And then Mahomes in 2018. Now, look, normally you go, well, if we give you MVP, we're not going to give you Offensive Player of the Year. Again, no rule that says you can. They have doubled up before. It's happened. Is this just kind of a wink, wink thing now where we go, we're not giving you two awards. We'll give you one, but we're not giving you two. You think those days of doubling up are over?
100%. 100%. So here's the question. Who do we want to hit? Tyreek is 7-1. CeeDee Lamb is 9-1. Chase is 12-1. Is there anybody further down the board that we can look at? We just talked about Goff. Does Amon-Ra St. Brown take it to the next level? Like, he's not as much of a deep threat. He does so much work after the catch.
Yeah.
Can Amon-Ra lead the league in receiving yards and score double-digit touchdowns? This is my question for you. Yes, or no?
Yes, he can. Big fan of his, but that physical style, he gets banged up a little bit too. I will say this. If you're looking down that board, a name that might be intriguing this year, the same number as Amon-Ra St. Brown at 28-1. Garrett Wilson in New York. Now, look, he won Offensive Rookie of the Year, right? And Sauce Gardner won Defensive Player of the Year. The reason why I bring that up, there is always a New York media bias in these awards. We've seen, I'm not saying that they weren't deserving, but I'm saying they get that added juice because of where they play and who Garrett Wilson will be playing with this year. And by the way, it's not Zach Wilson. It is Aaron. So with Rodgers back in the mix, could you not see that being a dynamic duo? And if the Jets, and I know these are individual awards, they're not supposed to be tied to team success, but if he is clearly the number one option for Aaron and they win the AFC East, could you see Garrett Wilson getting that award at 28-1? Because I can make that New York argument for you.
I'm worried that Aaron Rodgers has a noodle arm at this point. Like, he's old. Yeah. I don't think Ayahuasca.
Did you say noodle arm for Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I think he's noodle arm, buddy.
I mean, he's
got a noodle.
I hate to tell you this, Holden. He hurt his foot, not his arm.
Yeah, wasn't his arm.
I
mean,
I don't care.
Tom Brady
man.
Was 45 throwing
these
just dimes.
Darts out
Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest throwers
of
the football.
Tom Brady wasn't stretching the field. Tom Brady wasn't throwing a ball, 50 yards in the air five or six times a game.
Contraire, my friend.
Ooh, okay.
Brady could still he was still bombing it out there to Mike Evans and company. Yes!
Mike Evans. He'd throw a couple balls to Mike Evans and that'd be it. Okay? It's not – do not give me Aaron Rodgers' noodle arm or Garrett Wilson. I'm not taking it. I would take Bijan Robinson to touch the ball 28 times a game at 20-1. I'll take him over Garrett Wilson. Give me Jamar Chase. Bijan Robinson.
I got another name for you. That's 16-1. That's interesting.
Who now?
Saquon. I'm not a Saquon guy, by the way, at all. But you've got Boy Genius 3.0 and Kellen Moore now as offensive coordinator in Philadelphia, right? If you don't trust Jalen Hurts, I don't know that they trust Jalen Hurts, right, to get all these balls to the outside, to Browns and the like. I could see them using Saquon as that Swiss Army knife. Not just line him up in the backfield and power him for 20 carries a game, but I could see him catching 8-9 balls out of the backfield, carrying it 15 times. That true CMC in Philly. If they have a resurgence, right, could you make a case for Saquon at a much longer number than you get CMC, who's the second betting choice at plus 750?
Guy averaging 3.9 yards per carry, and he's not going to get the goal line touches because of the tush push.
Oh, yeah.
Move on.
Not interested in Saquon at 16-1. Nope. Okay, if you don't like Noodle Arm,
Dave.
And Garrett Wilson, what about Breece Hall? Could I interest you in Breece Hall for the Jets machine?
Yeah, we talked about Breece Hall.
Yeah.
Breece Hall will be the focal point of that offense. He's extremely explosive. Yeah, no question. And he's going to get the yeoman's touches, too.
Yeah.
I just think Bijan is a guy that's going to get even more touches. Like the offense... it'll be Kirk Cousins, but the offense to me is going to be built around Bijan Robinson. He's going to be touching the ball a ton this year. So if I had to take a running back, while almost every bit as talented as Bijan, you're talking about Breece Hall, but I think Bijan extremely talented. They now realize they have a coach that's going to give them the ball a ton. So give me Bijan at running back and then back to wide receiver. Now that Burrow's healthy, we've been waiting for that year where Jamar Chase just goes next level. And I think this is the year for Jamar Chase. So really, I've got it down to two guys, Chase and Bijan.
Could I interest you in a non...
What? I just told you who I'm interested in, and you're telling me, can I interest you in this guy? No. Who is it?
Who? I don't even have a name.
Oh, Ezekiel Elliott, Cowboys.
No, I was thinking, though, Holden, getting back to our quarterback conversation at the top of this segment, if Mahomes goes nuclear and has an unbelievable MVP year, he's the hands-down MVP, and Lamar Jackson has out-of-this-world year, but it's not better than Mahomes. Could you then go Mahomes MVP, quarterback, offensive player of the year award? Could you see that type of scenario?
I don't, because I think that in order to be a quarterback and win that, if Patrick Mahomes throws for 50 touchdowns this year, he's the offensive player of the year. He's the MVP.
Oh, he'll double up.
And you talked about just voter fatigue.
Yeah. Like,
Lamar Jackson, how many MVPs do you have now? Two? Three?
Two.
Two?
Two.
He's already got two. They're not giving him a third, okay? They're not giving a third. They're not making him the offensive player of the year. It's going to be a quarterback that throws for 50 touchdowns, or it's going to be a wide receiver running back.
Can I interest
you? And I think Jamar Chase and Bijan are the two.
Can I interest you in some Major League Baseball?
Oh, my God. You can interest me in going to break? You interest me in going to break.
We're back in a moment.
Please.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSIN, the sports betting network.
The NFL preseason kicks off in less than a month. And lucky for you, the VSIN experts have been hard at work this offseason, putting together our all-new NFL betting guide. Become a VSIN Pro subscriber today. Get instant access to comprehensive team profiles with power ratings and win total predictions. Proven betting systems and trends like how to win with our betting sports. Plus, top picks, first season win totals, futures, props, awards like MVP, Rookie of the Year. To access this invaluable guide, you're going to have to become a VSIN Pro subscriber. For a limited time, we're offering an unbeatable deal. Get a full year of VSIN Pro for just $199 instead of the usual $240. And as a special bonus, we're going to throw in an extra month for free. That's 13 months of access to everything VSIN offers, including daily best bets, round-the-clock video content, premium analysis, exclusive betting splits data, and our all-new special edition betting guides to keep you informed and winning throughout the year. Don't miss out on our all-new NFL betting guide and this fantastic offer. Head over to VSIN.com/subscribe. Use the promo code SHARP. Get 13 months of VSIN Pro for only $199. Gain instant access to our NFL betting guide. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Use the promo code SHARP. Back alongside Holden Kushner, Dave Ross here as we continue our baseball conversation. Now, Nats and Cardinals, the only game going on right now. We got 2-0. We got ducks on the pond, runners at the corners, 2 out with the Cardinals holding on to that 2-0 lead. Is there anything in game that you might be interested in?
Yeah, I told you during the break, I was looking for that total to come down and get some plus money here. So I threw a live. Now I got a bonus bet.
Ooh.
Just to let you know. But I threw the bonus bet out there. If you're going to use a bonus bet, do it at plus money. Don't sit there and just bet some. If they're going to give you free money,
yeah,
you might as well take a shot on a big one. And I wouldn't say this is a big one, but Cards and over 6.5 is +185. So throw it down. Let's go. Let's see what happens here. If the Nats get a run, I wouldn't mind it. Yep. And then I go back to this. Cardinals mash left-handers. We'll see. Top of the order really hasn't done much, but Goldie took care of business. On the other side, the Nationals, Mikolas has been flawless until this fifth inning. He might get out of the jam too. The Washington bullpen, not that great. Cardinals bullpen, okay. And again, I'm surprised there's not more runs. The ball just flies on hot days in Washington. 97, the wind blowing out the left field. So total was 9. I got it at 6.5. Cardinals to win. They're already up 2-0, +185. That's my play.
Must be the Sox.
So what Holden is saying is, can I interest you in this bet?
Yeah. See,
Dave, can I interest you? in this bet.
You actually can. So we'll see if we get some runs there. But 2-0 right now. St. Louis in the lead. Let's get to some of the other games on the slate today. We got the Guardians against now all of a sudden the resurgent Detroit Tigers after sweeping away my Cincinnati Reds over the weekend. Montero against Williams here. Guardians got to lay $1.42 in the road. Detroit plus $1.20 coming back home after that sweep. Do we kind of like the plus money here for the Tigers at home?
Well, I'm a big Guardians guy this year. They are just mashing the baseball. And now you get Williams, who had a rough start coming back, but now he's got a start under his belt. I get it. Detroit's playing better baseball. I'm not going to lay minus 140 or minus 145 on the Guardians. But I'm also not going to bet the Tigers even at plus money because I think Montero gets shelled tonight. If I was going to attack this game and I'm not, I would go to the Guardians team total and see what that was. Probably what, 4 or 4.5, I would think.
Yeah.
But it's a stay away from me. I don't have a play in this game, but the Guardians and their over team total would be the way that I would attack it.
You know, when you look at the Guardians bigger picture too, do you think they're going to have to pick up pieces at the break? Or do you think like, hey, they've been a pleasant surprise, kind of running away with the division. You still have to lay over $2 for the Guardians to win the Central if you want to get involved there in that market. The Twins do feel like they're gaining some ground here. I don't know if Kansas City really is in this race. Bigger picture, do you like the Guardians to be a player in the postseason?
Yeah, just another team that may need a middle-of-the-road starting pitcher. Bybee has been good. Lively has been really good.
Yeah.
And now that Gavin Williams is back, I think it's only a matter of time till this kid gets back to being a really solid middle of the rotation starter. So Cookie Carrasco, not getting it done for me. I think you need a fourth starter for the playoffs. So yeah, just add the Guardians to another team that needs a starting pitcher.
They're going to be out there. It's what are you willing to give up? And do you really feel like this could be the year if you give up some of those farm pieces to push in some chips for this year? Boy, this is a tough one for me. Reds are going to host your Rockies.
Reds. Reds run line plus money.
Wait, so how am I supposed to get there? They just got swept by Detroit. Now you want me to lay them on the run line here and go ahead and get that plus money at plus $1.20. I have zero confidence in backing the Reds after getting swept away by those Motor City Kitties.
You got too many emotions.
I
You're
do.
Losing too much money on these guys. You're not looking at this rationally, I would say. So the Rockies can't hit on the road. Tonight they got Feltner on the mound. Feltner actually pitched well against them here at Coors, but he just gets battered. I think it's going to be a nasty night for him. This Reds offense is going to be on fire. And then Abbott has been very, very good as of late. Come on, you're watching the Reds.
Yeah.
Tell me Abbott hasn't been spectacular.
He's been very good. And I
Yes.
And so there we go. See, you're getting me back into this thing. Every time I try to get out.
No. Time out. The Reds are not going to the playoffs. They stink. But they're going to beat a team that is worse than them tonight, Dave.
That's all that is. This is not anything big picture. This is a grandeur. This is just a one-day aberration.
Don't get excited when they win 9-2.
I'm going to get excited when they win 92.
Don't do it.
We talked about those Twins. They've been hot as of late. They're going to Chicago. South. By the way, when I lived in Chicago, and you're a Chicago guy too, lived there for 8 years. I loved going to games in the South Side. I know it's always the North Side. It's all Wrigley. It's all Cubby Bear. You know, there's something about it. Maybe because there's only like 20 people there when I'm there. And you have the whole ballpark to yourself. But I like going to the South Side and watching the White Sox play. They don't win.
So I went to high school in Chicago, and actually, and being a Mets fan, I hated the Cubs. So I would go, you know, we'd drive like an hour and 20 minutes down to the South Side because we were way up north there. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I went to the last game at Comiskey. It was Ken Griffey and Ken Griffey Jr. in the outfield.
Wow.
I'm with you, man. It was fun. It was a good time.
Yes.
Now, Wrigley, then as I got older, I started to realize, oh, you know what? Wrigley's kind of cool. Then I did some play-by-play for their AAA team in Des Moines. Mm. And now I'm like, all right, Wrigley's better. Let's go. It's a place that even baseball fans, people that hate baseball need to go. But you're right, man. Southside, chill, good seats available. Nice time.
Great pretzels, by the way. They're going to be hosting the Twins tonight. Chris Flexen's on the bump here for the Sox. You look at this number, you got to lay almost 2-1 here for the Twins on the road. Is that too juicy, or do you just look at the Sox and go, this is a colossal dumpster fire and it's not being put out anytime soon?
I am not going to bet this game just because of the number. I don't have enough confidence in the White Sox either. Chris Flexen's on the mound, though, and he's going for the White Sox, and he hadn't won since May 8th. That's not good. Now, wins, I mean, what do wins really matter? But
right.
And then you got Flexen, I think it's third time around against the Twins. So I think the Twins could put up some numbers here. I would look at the total that's sitting at 9. That would be the way I would go against this game, because Paddock and Flexen, neither one of these guys great at getting guys out. The White Sox offense is completely putrid, but the Twins team total, maybe the game over, but the Twins team total has to be what, 5.5?
I mean, that's probably, if you don't want to, if you don't want to risk the 9, you could look at the Twins and say, all right, against Flexen, as you mentioned, hasn't won in a couple months here. Maybe that's the way to play that game. Again, the Twins right now on the run line, if you want to look at that way, you still have to lay money. You got to lay $1.22 for the Twins to win by 2 or more. John Gray is going to go and be on the bump for the Rangers against Davis Daniel, a guy with two first names for the Angels.
Yep.
The Angels plus $1.24. Rangers, you got to lay it $1.48. Rangers do feel like maybe getting a little spunky here all of a sudden, just 6 games back. Can the Rangers keep it rolling in California, Angels of Orange County of Sacramento?
John Gray has had problems throwing strikes. Come on, John Gray, throw some strikes, man. I actually like the Angels offense a little bit here tonight, Dave. So here's another game where I would target the over at 8.5. Gray hasn't been throwing strikes. Daniel can give up some home runs. Over 8.5. Don't care about the side. If I was going to, I'd take the plus money with the Angels at plus 35. But I do like some runs to be scored in this game. Even the Angels putting up some runs against Gray.
Wow. One more to get to here. We've got Chris Sale, and he's been dynamic. And, you know, buy it over here is he's doing the champion pose here for his Braves.
He has saved our season.
He really has. And by the way, this is why I always say, like, at the trade deadline, they got him for pennies on the dollar. Like, give me a veteran that I know had success and can try to figure out if we can turn it around. Verlander, they wrote him off for dead, came back, won a World Series, all those sort of things. Sales on the bump against the D-backs tonight. Are you laying it with Chris? You got to lay $1.42. D-backs been playing better baseball, too.
Gilbert Diaz, baby. Gilbert Diaz, 105 Ks in 76 innings. They're toast. Give me
not that much. Would you go run line on the Bravos here?
Get sure.
Plus money, plus $1.14.
Minus 6.5.
Oh my God!
All right, settle down, Kushner. I know that was out of line.
Just make sure those uniforms are in good, pristine conditions, or else Chris Sale will cut them up. That's for sure. More baseball talk. When you come back with us right here on Sharp Money.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Before you make those daily wagers, be sure to check out VSiN.com to get your best bets, your betting splits, exclusive articles. The odds by state, they might surprise you because they do vary. Betting tools, betting guides, they are there for you each and every day at your disposal when you check out VSiN.com. Back alongside Holden Kushner, Dave Ross here. A very interesting conversation as to what, you know, we learn things as to what not to do. After things that we did you figure out a way to enjoy the pandemic as best you could?
Oh, I loved it.
You loved the pandemic.
Oh, it was one of the best times of my life. I'm not even kidding. I don't leave the house. First of all, I don't leave my house. I don't like going outside.
See, this is perfect.
Second of all, I was in the middle of a divorce. I had never had the opportunity to use dating apps.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing. Honestly, the pandemic was one of the better times of my life. I'm going to be honest. I know it was horrible for most people, but for me, I'm just being dead honest with you. Didn't have to leave the house. The place I was working, it shut down. So the government was giving me free money.
Wow.
Okay. And then I decided to start my own site, which we just sold a few months ago. Girls, it was great. It was great.
You need to write a book. You need to write a book like Home Sweet Pandemic. Like, you'd be like the only person that has a positive spin on it, right?
No, I'm not the only one.
Everybody
hates it. There's got to be other people. And you know what? I got it. I think I got it 3 times now. But I will say this, that most people really did hate it, and for very good reason.
Yeah.
It was nasty. It was a bad time. but
not for you.
You tell me in a dating scene where people are locked in their house for 6 months.
They want to get out.
I mean, at some point in time, they want to get out. And it was very good. And I watched the sports. I watched basketball with no fans. I watched baseball with no fans.
What sports were there?
We had UFC.
Oh, and NASCAR.
Ping pong? NASCAR did run. Ping pong.
What did Tim Doyle?
Oh.
Great, great guess. And I love when you
Korean?
Have
Korean? Oh. Korean baseball. Who wasn't betting on Korean baseball?
Yeah, Korean baseball was a big thing.
And I watched every single movie that I hadn't watched. Like, I'll be upstairs with my fiance. She's like, let's watch this movie. I'm like, yeah, just watched it during a pandemic. Like, I've seen every movie. I watched Goodfellas 8 times.
Saved by
Ryan again. Like, Princess Bride.
Glass half
Johnny
full.
Johnny Dangerously.
I love it. Glass half full is where you got to go. You got to attack it and try to make the best of it.
What was Tim half full?
It was full. It was. I had a blast. I'm not kidding. I loved it.
For someone that likes staying in the house and doing nothing.
Because I remember, so Tim mentioned it on a broadcast. He was calling a UNLV men's basketball game. I think he was betting Australian.
Oh, Timmy was betting everything overseas. Like, yeah, everything that he could, that was still going on in the world, you would figure out ways to get down some action on, because we were looking for action.
I will say, Holden, during COVID, one of the series that I watched, best shows ever that I watched, was The Wire.
Wire's
that was,
that's what I did too.
So that was good. So great.
I watched The Wire during the pandemic. I'd never seen it. Season one, all time great.
Yeah.
I thought the next 2 seasons, though, didn't stand the test of time.
I totally agree. The docs. They went to the docs in season two.
Gil Alexander was a big Wire fan. He says season one and season four are his favorites, where it feels like you're not watching a show.
Yeah, Omar's one of the greatest.
I didn't season four.
Yeah, I watched them all. But I'd say Omar's one of the top 5 characters on HBO history. Fantastic character.
Did you want my what I'm going to change when I become president?
If you become president, your first day executive order will be?
This involves the Braves game. I'm a huge Atlanta Braves fan.
Yeah.
We're playing the Arizona Diamondbacks. I want to eliminate the stupid blackout restrictions.
Oh.
Because as we live in Las Vegas, we are blacked out by 6 teams. The LA team, San Diego. Okay, I get it. But the Bay Area teams, San Francisco and Oakland, that makes no sense. We're 10 hours away, and then Phoenix were blacked out. And then the annoying part is, because when it got switched over to Bally Sports, I used to get 4 of the 6. The only 2 I couldn't get for some reason was the Diamondbacks and then the Dodgers, because the Spectrum is a pain to get. Now I'm only down to 2. So the annoying thing is, all right, you black me out. I can't watch the Braves that I pay for to watch every game.
Oh, that is weak.
And YouTube TV, which I have, which I love, unfortunately doesn't get the Padres, doesn't get the Angels, doesn't get the Diamondbacks or the Dodgers. So it's like this week the Braves are playing the Diamondbacks and the Padres.
You can't watch
them.
I never understand that from Major League. But by the way, that's a good executive order day one. Sorry, Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred. That's why it's going to do. President Tomczyk. I don't have a problem with that.
This is why I'm very happy. The only reason why I'm happy that the A's are moving to Las Vegas is because it will end blackout restrictions. It will just be for Oakland Athletics games.
All you guys do is complain about Vegas. It's 120 degrees. I can't watch sports. Move out here to Denver and take VEASAN. You'll be decent. And then it'll be great. It's nice and cool today. And the best thing is that you have to pay to watch. I haven't watched one Rockies game this year. We get really screwed here too, though. You got to buy one package for the Rockies. I'm not paying $150 to watch the Rockies.
No,
I'm sorry. I'll deal with that. I bet on the run lines all the time, of course, but that's fine. The Nuggets, the year before they won the title, they had the lowest NBA TV ratings because you have to buy a separate broadcast cable. It's basically cable in order to watch them. The year the Avalanche won the Stanley Cup, nobody was watching them because you had to buy a separate cable. It's amazing.
You
got to buy 3 separate streaming services.
Insane.
To have any shot of watching the teams here in Denver.
Holden,
besides for the Broncos.
Which one was on AT&T Sportsnet before that?
Rockies.
Rockies, okay. For some reason, I thought the Nuggets and the Avalanche were on those as well.
No, they're on a thing called Altitude.
Yes.
And I think now they got it on Roku. So I bought Roku. I got Roku. I got YouTube. I got this. I literally have every streaming service. I don't even look at my bill anymore. I can't imagine how much I'm paying. I'm sick of it.
And then you just, but you can't watch the Rockies. With all those things, you still can't watch the Rockies.
I don't care. But I don't care about
that. Can you imagine paying $150 to watch the Rockies lose 100 games?
That's what I say.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine paying $150 like watch the A's or something? No, not at all. awful.
I can't wait till they come here. And then we can complain about the Heat.
Where's Bill Adee right now? Just put this in his ear. Deason.
Deason.
Sounds great.
Deason. I kind of like it.
Deason.
So again, as first day executive order, so Wyatt is going to eliminate the restriction rules in Major League Baseball. So everybody's going to be able to watch baseball. That is a true free society. I have said there will be no prospects for a tie in the NFL, and we're going to have one time zone. Sorry. Holden, what is yours? Do you have an executive order on day one that you're going to do? Because I kind of like the FIBA rules that we're going to see in the Olympics and maybe bring those to the United States for the NBA. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I told you. It's just why do we call a timeout in the NBA and then put the ball at half court? I just don't. Why are we doing that? It doesn't make sense to me. All right, let's just put the ball at half court. Why? It doesn't make sense. Just you're changing the rules. Why? Have them throw a full court and play basketball. Don't modify the rule in the middle of the game. So you know, that to me is silly. I don't like it. Take the tush push out. I'm done with that.
Oh, wow. You want to eliminate the tush push.
I mean, it's a good job, Eagles. You figured it out. I'm sick of it. I'm over it. You know, every other team tries it. They can't do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, Dave, as you know, I call women's basketball for UNLV. For women's college basketball, you have the timeout to advance the ball. But in men's college basketball, you don't.
Right.
Doesn't make any sense.
Also, men's college basketball. That'd be another thing I would change. Men's college basketball. I kind of was okay with the halves. Now I'm just like, just do the quarters.
Whoa. That's revolutionary.
No, you are fired as president.
Yeah, you're no longer
your
president.
Campaign is over.
We will vote. We will vote you out.
Because if somebody gets in foul trouble 6 minutes into the game, it's just going to slow the game down.
Get out of here.
You want to have four quarters in college basketball?
Heck yeah.
What are you, a communist?
College basketball.
Oh my goodness, that seems like a totalitarian regime you're trying to have.
Can you turn his mic off? Yeah. Does he only have that power over us? That's honest.
I do have control over my
mic. I had a feeling. So I'm not going to go all in on you, Wyatt, but horrible platform you're running.
But this is something else very quickly, because we're talking about the differences for the Olympics and the rules they're going to have in France. And I do think it could adversely affect Team USA. I will say this. There should never be something called illegal defense. I like the fact that France can just pack the lane if Wemby wants to stay down there with Stifle Tower. And we got to figure it out, man. Like this, like, oh, we got to get rid of that because we get. No, like there's no such thing as an illegal defense in any professional sports, in my humble opinion. As an offense, you got to be better and figure out a way to beat that defense. So no illegal defenses, period. I know why the NBA did it, because they didn't want zone defenses. What was better than Syracuse's zone in 2003 on the way to the national championship with that Boeheim 2-3 zone? We love that. That's what we want. We want to see if – sorry, Kansas. We want to see if you can beat it. And guess what? Rock Chalk Jayhawk couldn't do it. So no such thing as illegal defenses, Holden, as well.
No, that's not true. What was that? The zone trap in the NHL and the Devils were winning every year?
Yeah.
Made the NHL unwatchable. Zone that was awful. You won nothing. Every game was 1-0.
Because they could play defense.
No shots.
You should be able to play defense too. Like, why are we getting on defenses for being smarter than offenses? They never change rules the other way. They're always pro offense. Every rule change helps offense, never the defense. That is a hill I will die on. I like that segment. It's a lot of fun. When we come back, we got one more to get to. We will talk some Major League Baseball. What should the Blue Jays do at the trade deadline? That is next here on Chart Money.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Make this NFL season your best ever with our all-new VSIN NFL betting guide. This guide is packed with everything you need to bet the NFL smarter, which includes in-depth previews of all 32 teams with win total projections for every single team. You got a new quarterback and a head coach. We'll break down those new matchups. Super Bowl predictions, a prop betting guide, plus best future bets from the VSIN experts, including MVP, the Roy, and Coach of the Year awards. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or just getting started, our NFL betting guide is your ticket to smarter, more informed bets. Visit VSIN.com/guide. Get your copy of our all-new NFL betting guide today. That's VSIN.com/guide. Wrapping things up on this edition of Sharp Money with Holden Kushner out there in the great state of Colorado. I don't know what time it is, but I'm sure it's close to our time out here in the desert. Don't know exactly. That's because we don't have universal time. You know, there's been a lot of talk this week about nepotism in the NBA with Bronny James and LeBron. I really don't have an issue with it at all. You know what sport you never hear that come up? Baseball. You know why? Yeah. Isn't that wild? You never hear it in baseball because you can either play or you can't. And if you can't.
Ken Griffey Jr. But his dad.
Right. But are you telling me Ken Griffey Jr. only got to the bigs because his dad was Ken Griffey Sr.?
But
no.
His dad was the one that went to the Mariners because his kid was there. So it was reverse.
It's reverse.
The only reason Ken Griffey played in Seattle is because his son played there. So it was still nepotism in one way or another.
In that respect. But I'm talking about, like, to get a leg up. You're not going to get it if you can't play. I remember when Mike Piazza was coming up with the Dodgers, and people were kind of faked outraged that, oh, he's related to Tommy Lasorda, and that's the only reason why this kid who wasn't highly recruited and touted from his high school playing days, nobody thought anything of Mike Piazza. He turned into a Hall of Famer, by the way. So, like, you can either play or you can't. Toronto had three kids that we all knew their dads, right? We had Biggio, we got Bichette, and then we got Guerrero. Now, Biggio's gone. They traded him. Cavan's already been dealt. And I was like, man, not as good as your old man, I guess. Because they've already moved on from Cavan Biggio. We're talking about the trade deadline here in respects to the Blue Jays. By the way, if you want to play the Blue Jays to make the postseason, you can get 14-1. Uh-uh. I don't see any value in that number at all. They're going... I shouldn't say this with concrete, hardcore evidence. We believe they are going to be movers and shakers at the deadline because they have pieces that people covet. It was not long ago, just 2 years ago, that we were having heated debates about Vlad Guerrero Jr. or Shohei Ohtani in his Angels days as to who the MVP was. Now, there were debates. There were conversations. Shohei won. Now, 2 years later, you go, well, who's Vlad Guerrero Jr.? He's still a really good player, right? I guess my question to you would be, who's Bo Bichette? And we'll find out if the Dodgers get anything at Kevin Biggio going forward. But he's already been exited stage left. Is this a complete teardown for the Jays? 8 games under .500, 16 back of the Orioles. I mean, this has been a disaster north of the border.
I mean, 2 years ago, Bichette was an elite level shortstop. 2 years ago, well, Vlad wasn't fat, but fat Vlad Guerrero is better than this version of skinnier Vlad Guerrero. I honest to God believe that. But, you know, Vlad's having a resurgent year. You know, OPS in the mid 800s, he's hit 13 home runs so far this year. I think he'd be perfect out in Seattle. Mm. That would be a great landing spot for him. But yeah, Vlad's a stud. Bichette has a track record. Maybe he could turn things around somewhere, but hold on a second. I love OPS plus and OPS. I don't have the plus number in front. 606. Like, this is anemic. He's hitting .226 with a 606 OPS. I don't know what happened to this guy, except the whole league is having trouble hitting. Like, 800 used to be you were a good hitter. 800 now is like you're a really good hitter. It's fascinating how this is working out, but... Yeah, I think they've got some massive issues going forward. And if Bichette is dealt, it doesn't mean they have to deal Vlad because Vlad is still going to be there. You're just going to get more for Vlad. You're selling on the low on Bo Bichette. But think about the rest of the talent there. It's just not there. And I don't think it's a one-year thing. Now, Bichette and Vlad could have great years next year, and Springer could be back.
Yeah.
I just don't see it, though. I just don't see them turning things around anytime soon. You know, you talked about 2 years ago. 2 years ago, Alek Manoah was a great pitcher.
Yeah.
And he turned into Dallas Keuchel last year, and who the hell knows where he is now? Barrios has been good. Bassett's been good. They've got some starting pitching. That's the one thing that I would say is that you don't have to tear it down. Offensively, you might have to tear it down. You still got starting pitching, though. So I don't think it's a complete blow-up situation, but I think it is a situation where you can get rid of Bichette, possibly Vlad, figure out a way to manipulate trades or make a couple of shrewd free agent signings. So the Blue Jays aren't dead in the water for the future. Offensively, I think they are. They still got the starting pitching, though.
The Red Sox, they're looking up at the Sox. Sox are 9 games over .500. By the way, taking 2 out of 3 in the boogie down known as the Bronx this weekend. you can still get plus money, plus $1.10 for the Sox to make the postseason, which is interesting to me. I feel like people don't take them seriously. I know that they're a small market team. Wink. But it's amazing that there are teams out there that act like small market teams. Chicago Cubs, you're one of them. Boston Red Sox, you're another one. Like, you didn't pay for Mookie Betts, and you dealt him to L.A. Like, who wouldn't pay for Mookie? Like, I that's when I go, wait a minute, what are we doing in front offices? Like, if you're Boston, baby. Like, you're Boston. So now, with this pleasant surprise, post-Mookie Betts now a couple of years, I don't think people saw this coming from the Sox. Could they be buyers at the deadline and cement that plus money price to make the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, again, I'll go back to pitching here. I like what I've seen out of Houck. Cutter Crawford's turned into a stud. Bayo will be a nice number three. So they've got starting pitching. And then when you can anchor your offense around Rafael Devers, and Duran has come in, Rafaela, they've just, at Hamilton, there's just a lot of young pieces here. I don't know if I would go out and, you know, give up the farm this season, but I think the future is bright enough for the Red Sox to where they can be very busy in free agency. So they have had high payrolls in the past. Nobody's talking about them for Juan Soto. I would rather see them go after Juan Soto and try and land him in the middle of the lineup, although I don't think they're going to spend that money. The Red Sox are in a much better place right now than they were at the end of the last year and at the beginning of this season. I just don't think that they are a World Series contender right now. So I wouldn't go crazy at the deadline.
You know, the Yankees right now are in second place, obviously, to the Orioles. They are the lead wild card team. They have a 4.5 game lead in the wild card race. The reason why I bring that up, you can get 25-1 on the Yankees to miss the playoffs.
No. And they can be 500 in the second half.
Could
like
you
last
imagine?
Year, and they're still going.
Could you imagine,
no,
though? I mean, they
no, I
remember
can't.
Last year they just tanked. It was an absolute tank, right? I don't see it happening again, but like you mentioned Garrett Cole, he's got to be better, but he's just coming back off the IL. You got to hope the Judge starts hitting again. I know he had a slow weekend this weekend. Soto, we all know Soto's a stud and one of the short favorites there for MVP. I mean, but past that, the rest of the lineup doesn't look that imposing here, Holden. I mean, you know, again, we talk about teams that are big market that act like small market. I know people have a consternation in New York that this is not the same Steinbrenner that Dad used to be, and Dad would spend, and then spend some more.
I think that Cashman would have been gone if Dad was there. He's still there. They need to win a World Series, or at the very least get back to one. It's just been way too 2009. We're talking 15 years.
Oh, my.
15. That's a long, long time for that team, for that franchise. Kind of reminds me of the 1980s. You know, they weren't doing anything. 1980s, mid-90s, they finally had a resurgence there. So that's what this reminds me of. Their starting pitching had bad underlying metrics, and everybody's falling back now. Rodon, Schmidt, Stanton can't stay on the field.
Right.
When he is on the field, he's hitting home runs or he's doing nothing. So really, outside of Judge and Soto, the offense has been questionable at best. I know we're kind of piling on because they're at the bottom right now. Don't forget, this was the best team in baseball. What were they? 50-22.
Oh, unbelievable start.
Dropped 15 of 20, but they're going to the playoffs. Settle down.
That's basically a month of baseball. 15-20. Oof. I don't know. I'm not saying that they've hit the iceberg. It might be dead ahead. They could see it. They better steer, move that ship. Quickly. Yeah, I'll be very curious to see what certain teams do come trade deadline, and the Yankees being one of them, because you're right. Brian Cashman, Daddy would be saying, you get on that phone, kid, and you make some moves, and you make this team better, because that's what George Steinbrenner did. That's not what Hal Steinbrenner does necessarily with this roster. Holden, a lot of fun, my man. Have a great rest of your day in Colorado, and stay cool in those 80-degree temps.
78.
Can you believe this guy? Unbelievable. Wyatt, great stuff as always, my friend. Appreciate you as always. So everybody, cash some tickets, and we'll see you next time here on Sharp Money.